In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Celebrating Mass of our Lord's Last Supper, Holy Thursday, Pope Benedict said, "In the dark night of the Mount of Olives, Jesus resolved the false opposition between obedience and freedom. He said we think we are free, and truly ourselves, only if we follow our own will. God appears as the opposite of our freedom. But this is the fundamental lie which perverts life." As sunset over the Tiber, Pope Benedict crossed Rome to the church dedicated to the Saviour, the Cathedral of St. John Lateran, his seat as Bishop of Rome. There, among the faithful of his diocese, the Holy Father marked the end of Lent and the beginning of those three holy days of Holy Week, which mark Christ's Passion, Death, and Resurrection, the Easter Triduum.
Ante diem festum Pasche, Sciens Jesus, quia venit eius ora, ut transeat...
Mass of our Lord's Last Supper begins in the evening because Passover began at sundown. It commemorates our Lord's institution of the Holy Eucharist at the Last Supper in the upper room. But not only, as Pope Benedict pointed out in his homily, Holy Thursday also belongs to the dark night of the Mount of Olives, where Jesus goes out in prayer to encounter the darkness of death. Night, said the Pope, signifies lack of communication, a situation where people do not see each other. It is a symbol of incomprehension, of an obscuring of the truth, where evil has room to grow. Jesus, he said, enters this night to overcome it.
Jesus stesso è la luce e la verità, la comunicazione, la purezza.
Furthermore, the Holy Father added that Jesus' dread on the Mount of Olives is of one who is completely pure and holy, as he sees the entire flood of this world's evil bursting upon him. But one who also sees me and prays for me. This moment of mortal anguish, concluded Pope Benedict, is an essential part of the process of redemption. Jesus struggles with the Father, he struggles with himself, because he struggles for us. I'm Emer McCarthy.